Will, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. You know, as I said, a big win for you guys, and you mentioned before we came on the air here for a hot second, one that you guys really felt you needed. So what worked for you, and how were you able to get the job done to tack on a pair of scores to inevitably get the one-goal win against Erie?
Yeah, of course, Nick. I mean, as a team, I feel like we've really been looking forward to this season. Big things, a lot of improvement from last season. And we kind of went in to this game with the mentality that it could be the last game, even though it's obviously early in the season. And that's just like something that's helped us way more than like this season than past seasons. So just all or nothing mentality, really.
You mentioned that you feel like things have improved from last season. I'm wondering if you can dive a little bit deeper into that and tell us what you see that has improved from a season ago.
Well, I mean, really this season, it's just like, I feel like everybody's on the same page with like what we want as a group, and we all want to like achieve bigger and better things. So, I mean, everybody seems to be on the same page, and we go out there every day in practice, and every game we show up to win. It's nothing but business once we get on the field.
In terms of strategy or tactics or X's and O's, I guess you could call it, what is it that makes this team talented, and what is it that maybe puts this team in a different place than it was last year from like a skill set standpoint?
Well, I mean, really this year, I think it all started with the coaches. They put in so much work over the off-season recruiting. We have, you know, a great starting lineup, and then we have some fantastic players that come off the bench to fill in key positions. Anybody gets tired. So I think just like having more numbers and having a deeper squad than we have the past few years really helps.
For sure. Will Pritchard with us here on BTL from the Tompkins-Cortland Community College men's soccer team. The Panthers now 2-2 on the season, 2-1 in Region 3 play, getting a big 3-2 win over Erie yesterday, and Will having a great game with two goals. One thing that I think is so cool is you've got players from all different parts of the area and beyond, because obviously there are guys on the team that you probably played against in high school. There are some from the outskirts of this area. There are some from New York State. And heck, there are some who have some global experience from different parts of the world. So how cool is that to be able to play with a group like this from all different backgrounds?
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like it makes us a tighter group as well. Like, our first day in the season, we're talking about how, like, you know, some of the kids won states the last season, and some of them played each other in the state finals. It's cool because some of us like already know of each other, and then we have guys like Vinny and George coming in from Brazil and England, and it like brings an experience and like I feel more culture to like the team, and it's a great atmosphere. Really, it's a great group of guys.
That's so, so cool. And kind of going off of that, I did mention the talent pool of soccer players in this area, and you were a part of it being a standout over at Trumansburg, but you've got so many talented soccer players from this area who play at the high school level and then go on to bigger and better things, to play collegiately. What makes this area, I guess you could call it, a hotbed for soccer, where the talent is just about everywhere and a lot of players go on to do some really cool things at the next level?
Well, I feel like there's a lot of like local off-season stuff. You know, we have the rink in Lansing and a couple other indoor places like the JAM in Cortland around, and it just keeps the kids active all year round. We got coaches here that I feel like care more than, you know, a lot of other places, especially in the U.S. So it's just like, it's like the last couple of years we've made soccer, like the soccer culture here, just as good as many other places, like even out of country. So it's just like being immersed in the whole thing year round really, really helps. And it's just going up. So it's just awesome to see.
T-Berg alum Will Pritchard with us here on BTL, who's having a heck of a season so far for the Tompkins-Cortland Community College Panthers, now 2-2 on the season. Now, for you personally, you've been doing this for a few years now, obviously. What was the adjustment level like when you jumped ship from the high school game to the college game?
See, for me, I feel like it was a little bit different than a lot of other players. I took a gap year after high school just to avoid COVID, really. And then when I came in here, I really wanted to be a part of a team again. You know, I missed Seaberg and competing with like all the boys. And when I came here, it just instantly felt like home. And there's this desire that everybody has to like make it big in the sport, and everybody wants it, and we all push each other. The only really adjustment I had to make was like the physicality and the speed is so much faster in the college game, which I try to tell a lot of my younger friends that are still in high school that they got to get used to that. And it's close, but there's definitely a big jump up in a lot of different aspects.
How did you stay in soccer shape, I guess is the best way to put it. And how did you, you know, train to take this next step to play college soccer? As you mentioned, you had the gap year, so you weren't necessarily playing for a school or representing a school and everything like that. So how did you, you know, stay in soccer shape to get ready for what you're doing right now?
Yeah. Like you said, I wasn't playing school. I wasn't playing club or anything. I was just 9-to-5 job. And when I got out, it was just work, just going for runs, ball skills, whenever I could get them in. A lot of weight room as well, and just dieting was a huge part of it to stay in shape, eating healthy, make sure you feed your body the right things, and a mindset switch as well from after high school was big for me personally.
I believe it. Will Pritchard with us here on BTL from the Tompkins-Cortland men's soccer team. The Panthers 2-2 on the season. They got a huge game coming up on Sunday, which we'll talk about in just a couple of moments against Herkimer here. I do want to know what kind of goals this team has set for the season. What is the ultimate goal and the one thing that you guys definitely want to check off the list when it's all said and done?
Well, I mean, a clear thing that we're obviously aiming for that's a big jump from last season is a winning record, which we're already on track to get. But I think that after we've seen some of our games, and especially the last couple of weeks, how much improvement we've seen, I think the goal is really just like the very top, like sky's the limit type thing. I think we want it all, and we're all in the same mindset for that. We're all thinking the same thing.
Will, before we let you run, as I mentioned, got a huge game coming up on Sunday. Herkimer ranked number 2. What's it going to take to get the victory? Because obviously they're a good soccer club. What would you like to see from your group in order to get the job done at home?
I mean, we just, in the past couple of games, we've switched off for like 10, 15 minutes here or there, and we're just going to have to like not do that. I mean, it sounds super, super simple, but we just have to stay compact, believe in each other, believe in ourselves, stay confident, keep our heads, and can't switch off. We just got to stay focused the whole 90.
There it is. Love to hear it. Hey, Will, thanks so much for stopping by. It was great catching up with you, and obviously it's been a great start to the season for you and the guys up there at Tompkins Cortland. Be well. Good luck this weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Of course. Thank you.